Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Channel Players Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Channel Players Play.
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kicking us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. Live from the south side is one. Hide your gun. Representing Chi-Town to the fullest. Raps the bullet. See the rappers? They be ducking. When time be bucking in the kitchen, fucking. On the sink, got my mama a mink. Think common is the link. Thought the game was extinct. Later, them jeans is a slim machine. Brought her back from the 80s, now let's make some babies. Freestyle paid off, so Lincoln pavement. Now we can push more whips than slavery. Alex Haley on this rap shit, my roots is deep. You heard the bitch of you, yeah, I know what's beef. Let it cook and I pop like grease. You thirsty niggas can't stop my feast. I still love her, she be needing a dick. When it come to hip-hop, it's just me and my bitch. Everybody say, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kicking us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby.
You're like, what the fuck, they're in the weather. Valet crossed my road so quickly, I bought another. Sorry, Mr. William, moved out the building. Spot to the top 50 feet was the ceiling.
Slow down, son, you're killing them.
What funded it was not changed. That shitty deals, reminiscent, give me chills. When Puff, we were Biggie, Versace on every nigga. The best pack of cops, a Porsche, and drove through a city. Now all the little bitties, from ugly to pretty. I was a magician, mesmerized, I made them listen. My dick is like a blow pop, baby. And it gets stiffer than some Botox, baby. But show out, baby. And show me you ain't gonna act right. And I'll be pedaling backwards like a track bike. She know the Castillo costs 100. It's been 2 years since I done it. Now all the rappers want it.
What? Everybody say, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kickin' us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby.
As I sit back, relax with Chicago on my back. Unzip the backpack, pull out a fifth of yak. I probably go to jail for nah, that ain't me. I style crazy, your neck like Jay-Z, the black Kojak. I get money and won't host that. The rap photographer, the way the flow snaps. Broad say, are you a philosopher? Yeah, yeah, I philosophy on top of y'all.
Everybody say, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kicking us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby.
Common right now. Welcome to the show. Can a player play is in the building. Usual suspects rolling with you. Your boy Pretty Tony. You know how we do. As usual, my man's scooted down in the back with the Lokes on. You know what I mean? The beanie leaning to the side with his Chucks on. We going through the right neighborhood, ain't we, Loke?
Hey, Diddy? Yeah, he is. Yeah, I be. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome back.
Man. Last week we had a burner of a show for y'all, and you know I want to thank all the ladies who chimed in, to everybody checking us out in the archives. We ain't got nothing but mad love for you, man. We so glad that y'all rolling with us. your boy Pretty Tony. And of course, K Dizzle. We like to express our love and our gratitude to everybody that checks us out, shows us love, joins the movement. I always like to make sure to let you know that the next hour of the show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music, the books, and everything going on over there. Shout out to the good folks at worldmovement.com. This week's episode, is this the part you take my heart and wipe your feet on it? You know, you've given your time, your love, your effort into a relationship, whether it's an intimate relationship, a business relationship, a relationship with your child, something that you've invested time and energy and so much of yourself into for the end product to just be nada, zilch, zippo. How do you feel about that? Man, somebody already pressed the number one, so I'll let them in the show. Let them check us out. 4 or 5, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. You want...
What's up, girl?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is David W. Shaw, Oklahoma City.
Well, welcome, Oklahoma. You know what I mean? OKC in the house, brother. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Are you there, bro? You still with us?
What's going on, man?
Ain't too much going on, brother. We're glad to have you. We're just getting the show up and running. I saw that you chimed in, pressed the number one. I decided to let you in the front door and welcome you to our house.
Yeah, well, it's just good to be. It's good to be on the air, man. I love radio.
Well, we're glad to have you. Ain't that right, Jay Diddy?
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you got to say?
When y'all going to be preaching a little bit on that station?
What are you talking about on the subject matter today?
Well, talk to me about the subject matter. I can preach right now.
All right. Well, then don't move, brother. Just hold us down for a minute. We're going to get the conversation going. Then you
okay,
can
get
jump
it going, and I'll come back in. I'm going to listen.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you. Well, we're just getting the show up and running. Our boy from Oklahoma City just checked in with us, and he's trying to hear what the topic is about. Like I said, when you invested so much of yourself into something, when you invest so much of yourself into building something, when you've taken the time to apply love and care and your heart and your soul, and then at the end of it, it feels as though somebody just ripped your heart out of the relationship or ripped your heart out of the business or, you know, this child that you've nurtured and raised for so many years and you've put your hopes and your aspirations into this child and this child just rips it right out from under you. It almost feels like a sick joke, but the question is, who's laughing? Who's laughing at the end of the day? That's what I'm asking. Hey, Diddy, what you got to say, bud?
I think the people out there in the street is laughing because they laughing at the fact that you don't have no control over yours. You know, a lot of your seeds, your family, your loved ones, there's no loyalty, there's no camaraderie, there's no sense of, what I say, respect and pride, you know what I mean? All those things are really a thing of the past. That's why people don't respect their elders, you know. So, no, they don't have love for each other. That's why they don't appreciate the struggles that the parents have made to even give them the opportunities that they have today. They have no clue. They don't care. You know, they're so into self, so into, you know, material possessions. So, hey, that's my perspective.
And that's a very good perspective, brother, because that can also be applied not only to our children, it can also be applied to our personal lives, this whole sense of me, myself, and I. There's no need for us to be sacrificing no more. Everybody's just into me, and I ain't knocking nobody's hustle because we do what we got to do to get by. But at some point in time, there got to be an us. And most people would prefer to know that there ain't no us. And I'm a firm believer in that. I don't believe in robbing anybody of their emotional wealth. I don't believe, wow, somebody in the chat room says it's all about me. Wow, okay. Well, we're going to ask you the question, what makes you so special that it's all about you? Let me know something, since you already just done broadcasted from the get-go that it's all about you. How is it all about you? What makes you so special that you think it's all about you? I'm waiting for your response.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Well, whoever that one was, I'd like to hear what they got to say, too.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about, is this the part you take my heart and wipe your feet on it? You know, you put your time and your effort into a relationship, into a child, into a family, into a business, into whatever you've decided to dedicate yourself to. And the end result is just nothing. The end result is as though you feel somebody done stuck a knife in your chest and just cut it out. Were you deserving of this? Were you working as hard as you thought you were? Or were you being misled, taken for a ride, or taken down, you know what I mean, sold a load of bullshit? Let us know right here on Can a Player Play, 646-929-2870. Verna in the chat room, I'm waiting on you to chime back in and let us know something, because I see you typing. If it's all about you, what makes you so special? Ain't that the damn truth? And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick little musical break. Hey, stick and stay. Don't go nowhere, man.
Yeah, y'all.
I see you down when you gon' get up.
the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building along with the man, K Dizzle Esquire, you know. As a matter of fact, he always gets on me about pronouncing his name right. His name is Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love.
Wait. You got to make sure you say the Elixir of Love the right way. You know what I'm saying? You got to pronounce it correctly. It's the Elixir of Love.
Oh, well, yes, sir. That's how he put it down. Welcome to the show. I see a lot of people joining us. We're glad to have you. Welcome to the show. Your boy, Pretty Tone here. This week we're talking about, is this the part you take my heart and wipe your feet on it? You've invested time, effort, love, so many things into building a relationship, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it's a relationship with your child. But the end result is as though your heart has been cut out. I see somebody else trying to join the show. Hold on, let's let them in. 111, you're on live with Kind of Play Play. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Verna. I was in your chat room just 2 minutes ago. How are you guys doing?
Yes, Verna. And I want to also make sure I put it out there that when you responded and said it's all about me, you were just talking about the mindset that everybody has.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think a lot of people have that kind of mindset, you know. It's about me, and, you know, we kind of live in a throwaway society. People just, you know, they just don't give up, you know, anymore. They just, you know, it's all about them and what you can do for me. You know, you're thinking you're in a relationship with somebody, and they're somewhere, their mind is somewhere else, you know. So I think that, trying to figure people out these days and trying to be on the same page with them, you know, it just takes a lot of work. Relationships are hard. So, I understand where you guys are coming from on that.
So basically you think more people get together now for convenience than and not commitment?
I do, because sometimes, you know, if you ask people why they with so-and-so, so-and-so, if they don't say right off, you know, off the bat that they love this person or this person is the love of their life and they can't live without them, you know, then, you know, there's another reason.
No, and they be saying, shit, they got six figures. You got a good job, partner.
Yeah,
is
well,
that a good enough reason?
People get together for all sorts of reasons, and I think that, you know, when we're hooking up with people, you know, you need to, you know, run a few tests on people, find out where they're really coming from before you make that total commitment where they're moving into your house or you know, walking down the aisle with that person.
See, Tony, see, that lady, see, she understand. Now, see, y'all thought I was crazy when I was talking about test drives. See what I'm saying? See?
I never knocked you about the test drive in the relationship. I knocked you in. We got to arguing with good people going back a couple shows. If y'all ever check the archives out, a few weeks or more months ago, we had an argument because a good friend of mine met a young lady, you know, introduced himself, casual conversation over the phone, and within 48 hours, she was running background checks and credit checks on him. I think that we done got out of control with that. You know, after 24 to 48 hours, you shouldn't be running no background check on a brother checking his credit.
And what was my response to that?
And the same one you have now, because I hear that sly attitude in your voice right now. Talking about, well, we ain't got to waste no time then. I ain't even got to bother to test drive you. We out of control, dog. We are seriously out of control. But we ain't going to get into that part, because that upsets me. You ain't got no business running no background check and credit check on a brother after 48 hours. Come on, man.
Yeah. I ain't got no time to waste it. You ain't about nothing. I don't want to waste 36.
Yeah, but just because you have bad credit don't mean that you're not, you know, you can't be in a good relationship.
Well, I know. We were just saying the credit thing in jest, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Once you get to a certain age and you went through a few relationships, some things you should just see. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to see the signs. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. It shouldn't take no 6, 8, 9, 5 years to find out some shit ain't going nowhere.
Right. That's true. I agree.
Straight up. So that's what we're talking about. The young lady was saying, and she agreed with us, that we're too self-centered. And I, for one, believe in a little bit of self-centeredness, because I believe you have got to be centered and understand yourself so that you can step forth, because heartbreak is a tragedy. And it's not only heartbreak in intimate relationships that are tragedies. As K. Diddy was talking about earlier, you know, you haven't got your the domestic situation in check. Even with your child, a child that you have loved and nurtured and given the right set of circumstances to succeed, and then this child breaks your heart. Say it's your daughter, who you have helped get through college. You've helped her have a better opportunity than were afforded to you in life. And then this child turned around and married Junebug, and all he do is be on the cop, talking about what you call in my house for, pops. That's kind of heartbreaking to a brother, you know. And I ain't knocking Junebug's hustle. I'm knocking her hustle because, you know, we assumed I taught you a little bit better. You done ripped my heart out, child. I was hoping for something better. Now I got to have baby Junebug, junior Junebug, and we start dealing with this character, you know. Same thing for your son. And we go, that's what we're touching on today. This is the part you just ripped my heart out and wiped your feet on it. Vernon, thank you so much for joining us. And don't go nowhere. I'm going to come right back to you. I need to holler at my man up there in Oklahoma City, see if he's ready to talk yet. OKC, are you still on with us?
I'm with you, man.
You got anything you want to add to the conversation now, or you just rolling right along with us?
Well, you know, what y'all say is absolutely true. And, man, I have experienced it from every, just time and time again. And I mean, no matter how good I try to treat the opposite sex, seem like somehow they go the other way. And, you know, an old man told me one time, he said, David, you treat them too good. Say, the worse you treat them, the better they'll treat you. And, you know, I don't know, man. I'm about to believe that, Dad. Because I got this little filly right now. She's trying to leave today. I mean, man, I have done everything, been everything for her. And she wants to run. So I'm going to allow her to run. She's run about four times before, and then I tell her, you know, I told her this time, you just going to run back. But, you know, man, life is, old man tell me one time, said, David, life is a bitch, and then you die. I said, man, no, life ain't no bitch. Life is good. People in life are the bitch. But, hey, man, I thank God for my cousin out there in the big city, man. I see you doing
so. Hold on. OKC. Yeah. So, in your opinion, you have been the best man that you're capable of being, and things just don't seem to be working out for you, is what you're saying. You've been too nice. Too nice.
Well, Doc, I've tried to not be so nice, tried to be nice. And, it just seems like people are just, they just don't want to go. You know.
Okay. See, we're going to put that out there for a minute. Don't go nowhere. My man from the OKC said, you know, he's been trying to be nice. He's been trying to do the right thing, but things just don't seem to be working out for him. Hey, Diddy, what kind of advice can you give my brother? Because his heart just got ripped out, brother.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you can put on a pair of shoes and they just don't fit. So you might have to just get another pair of shoes that fit your foot right, because I don't think there's no such thing as being too nice and no too good. I think there's the right fit for every situation, and sometimes we be trying to force a situation. So if baby ain't trying to be there, you can't make her be there. All you could do is make her lie to you. So I'd rather her be across town and tell me the truth than be in the house with me and lying to me. That's just my opinion.
All right, that's my man KD's opinion. If anybody else wants to chime in on this topic, you know, reach out and touch us. Is this the part you take my heart and wipe your feet on it? time.
Because you think I need you. Because you didn't put that snapping thing on me. You think my nose is open and I can't do without your ass. So now you want to threaten to leave me every chance you get. But let me tell you something. I'm going to leave your ass first. Soon as I get me a new bus pass, I'm going to be up out of here.
Okay. Because K. Diddy ain't right. I swear something wrong with that boy. I swear. I'm going to throw that question to Verna. Verna, are you still there with us?
Oh, yes. I'm still here.
What kind of advice would you give my man from OKC? He's talking about it just don't seem to be going right for him. What can you tell my brother to not get his heart ripped out and had his feet stomped on it?
Hey, it's just not working. I mean, she's not there with him. She's not trying to be there. If she keeps leaving, he needs to let her go. You know, she obviously is not happy. You know, even I'm like the other guy. I just believe you can't be too nice or too good to a person. If a person is into you and they love you and, you know, they gonna be there and they gonna do the best they can to try to, you know, make the relationship work. But if they keep running, you know, they're not, I mean, it's just not working. You need to move on. Let them go. If they come back, then I guess they supposed to be there. But, you know, I just think you need to get to a point in your relationship where you just say, well, you know, if this person keeps, you know, running away, that's not the person for me. They're not really into, they're not really trying. If you're doing all the work and you're trying and that person is not trying, yeah, I just think that you need to make that. It's going to hurt. But you need to make that decision to move on.
All right.
Can't force
that's
people to be
Verna,
with you.
Right on. That's what Verna has to say. We're going to come back on the other side of the show. We're going to talk about this some more. Can a player play? It's in the building.
Tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring the bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy. Let's go.
Right by you. That's what I said. not physical attraction, not lust,
nothing trumps being with a good person, because you have people who have all these other qualifications, but they're not good people. It's sort of like I tell a brother all the time in the book, Playerology, I put it out there. If you have a dime piece, you need to have a dime piece mindset, because she look good, don't that mean she's a good person on the inside? You see what I mean?
That's right.
Casey?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's some real stuff right there.
That's right. But just let me say this, and I'm gonna have to ride and tell my cousin, man, because I love him dearly. I grew up around him, and I know all about growing up around decent human beings. There's some decent human beings out there. But since I've been here in OKC, I've been to many cities. But this city here, I don't know what the deal is. I think it's probably the way the older guys have dealt with the mothers of these young girls, et cetera. They dealt with them wrong. That's all I say. They dealt with them wrong. And then these women over here talk about whooping your ass, talk about burning your house down, running over it, all that kind of stuff. Man, I ain't never came here. I don't know nothing about that, man. And I thank God that I know who I am in Christ. Because if I didn't, man, I've been with some characters that would have totally destroyed me. Amen. Look, I love your program. Keep on keeping on, Curls. I love you. Call me tomorrow.
Peace. All right. Okay, that's my man down there at OKC, and he's saying there's some people who would have changed him. You know, I'll say it again, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't no shame. You know what I mean? I'm going to use a line from one of my favorite lines from Ricky Rose's song. It said, I'm too cool for lame dudes to ridicule. When I spit this game at you, I'm not no square talking to you. It's your boy, Pretty Tony. My name is well-earned. My reputation is well-earned. It's built in gold, so I'd walk it like I talk it. You know what I'm saying? You don't change being a good person because you think nice guys come last or anything of that nature. You continue being the best person that you can be. And if those around you can't appreciate your goodness, you need to let them keep it moving. Because I'm telling you once again, don't nothing in this life trump being a good person, man. Nothing. Because at the end of the day, you still got to live with you. So, you know, that's why everybody's so busy carving on themselves. I want to take a little quick sidetrack from the topic of the conversation, going on to talking about changing yourself. A young lady down in Miami just had somebody pumping fixer flat into her booty because she wanted to alter her appearance. She thought it would give her a bigger butt.
Did you read that, too?
You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to get this situation in check. You've got to love yourself. Appreciate yourself. You've got
hey,
to
man,
find
wait.
Balance.
But wait a minute. Who was wrong for doing it? Her for letting the dude do it or for the dude for doing it?
We about to find out. We're going to answer that on the other side. Another caller just pressed number one. 702, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I have a quick question. I, on the other hand, don't really believe in love. I try to tell guys right off the bat that I'm just willing to sleep with you and probably, hopefully, see what you have in your wallet. And 9 times out of 10, they choose to fall in love with me, and it's something that I'm not looking for, but then they call me a whore. How does that make me a whore if I've already told them that I do not want to be with it?
Oh, damn, that's a
whose
damn good
question. Whose question is that for?
Please.
Is that question for me? Is that question for me? I think they out of their doggone mind because you told them what was up front. And because they got weak and want to change the rules, that ain't your problem. That's theirs.
Exactly, of course. Thank you. So I'm not in the room.
No, hell no.
No,
they
no, hold on, hold
they
on.
Should,
hold
they should have been applauding your honesty.
Nah. There's way more to that story. So you're saying you stepped your game up and you let him know from jump, I ain't looking for love, you know what I mean? Let's just do what we need to do. Keep it moving.
I told them, look, I'm not looking for no one. I've already been in relationships, and I just want to have fun. I want to fuck you. Excuse my language, but that's what I told them. I said, I'm looking for a guy who can spoil me. I'm not looking for emotions, and they've chosen to fall in love with me. And so I don't answer my calls. I have at least 10 guys on my roster that I deal with, not all of them sexually, but I do have them on my roster. I'm not trying to be in a relationship.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to say on one hand because, you know, I'm going to give you a player card. You kept it 100. You played the cards for what it is, and they chose to get hooked on, like K. Diddy liked to say. But at the same time, does that give you immunity from the fact that some of these guys care for you and want to show you love and care? What is wrong with somebody caring for you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, because it's not something that I asked for. So I'm going to have to say no. I don't feel any immunity, no. I do not.
She asked for some Benjamin. She did not ask for no flowers. What you not understanding?
Thank you. Thank you. See, he understands.
Yo, I love this. Hey, don't go nowhere. Now, fellas, y'all heard that right here on Can a Player Play. Y'all don't think they real. I call women like that Delilah, homie. They real you in.
It's really weird. My middle name is Delilah.
Oh, snap. Okay. Little mama caught me off guard because it's very rare you hear a woman so bold as to put it out there. Like, you know, it is what it is. It's just a physical thing. Break me off to maintain my lifestyle and keep it moving. I respect your hustle. I ain't knocking you, Ma. At least you put it out there and let them know who you are. So,
okay.
Fellas, you know what I mean? Delilah is real. So watch your
ass. Watch your ass.
Ooh, hold on. I think somebody else want to jump in on this conversation. 323, you're online with us. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
I want to piggyback on what the other lady said, because I'm totally the opposite. I prefer to have the flowers than the Benjamins.
So you are the opposite. You prefer the flowers and not the Benjamins, right?
Correctly. And on another time, on another phase of the aspect of what I'm trying to say is, I believe in love at first sight.
What?
I do believe in love at first sight. A whole new
monkey wrench all up in the show talking about love at first sight. Now,
that's
I got to ask you a question. You're still a believer in love, and you say that you still believe in love at first sight, right?
Correct.
How many times in your life have you had that feeling?
Possibly 3.
And what was the end result of each situation?
One person moved out of state, another person got killed, and another person don't want to accept the fact that there's love at first sight.
You sure these are not stalker tendencies we're talking about?
I'm positive.
You know what I mean? Because there's this thing called the Elmira syndrome. You know,
well,
you want to love them and hug them.
But the syndrome that I'm speaking about is the person that I've told it to has 2 personalities. He has a player personality, and he has a sweet and lovable personality.
Okay, and you caught in the middle of both of that, right?
Well, see, I can switch reels and also have 2 personalities, but one of them is not a player. It might be a gangster.
I knew you had some stalker in you. You just said, there ain't no player in you. There's a gangster. You don't feel nothing by going and handling yours when it comes to the love affairs of your heart, right?
That's right. I just want to put in that comment so a person can hear that on the radio, maybe tape it and rewind.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Fellas, I hope y'all are listening because I love shows like today's shows, homie. Because you know what? It's showing me that there are different kind of women out there in this world, and all of y'all want to use a one solution fix all. A lot of you want to be players out there. I encourage you to
to get the book Playology. I encourage you to get Who Is She and What Is It to You? What Is She to You? I encourage you to get Player Step Your Game Up, because the ladies are letting you know that you can't deal with all these women the same. You got women out there who think like players. You got other women out there who think, who are very intense about the love that they're trying to give, and they don't mind trying to hurt you, because y'all didn't catch that little subliminal she just threw out there. I called it wide open. Because I felt with women like that. She put it out there. She didn't hide the fact.
Hey, look, brother's going to start caring. So what's that shit? Some pepper spray or whatever that shit is.
Homegirl put it out there. If you're thinking about using your feet to watch, you know, men stomp all over her heart, she ain't playing. She letting you know she don't mind stalking you. She don't mind tracking you down. She got some depth up in her. Man, we've had a good show so far. We had the fellas coming through representing. We've had the ladies come through representing. Can a Player Play is definitely in the building. As always, take this time to thank our sponsors, www.worldmovement.com. Every Sunday we're here for you. All the guests that I've seen logged on in the chat room, everybody that's called in, we greatly appreciate you. Now, we're going to take one more quick little musical break, and let's see. Let's do some World Movement funk up in here. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, this is that Malcolm X, Fidel Castro, you know, Idi Amin, real leaders, those that get there and don't take nothing from no one. You know what? I stay 10 steps ahead of the rest. I get the job done and I do it the best, and I got just what you need. Now all you got to do is follow me, but I'm moving in the fast lane.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony's back in the building. Can a player play rolling every Sunday, 10:30 Pacific Standard Time? 10 steps, World Movement Record music there, www.worldmovement.com. We're glad to see everybody in the chat room. We're glad for everybody that has called in and checked you, and we appreciate you. And as always, you know, we love the thousands of people that check us out in the archives. Or however you find us, we're just glad to have you. I'm glad you're taking time out of your Sunday. This week we're talking about, is this the part? You take my heart and wipe your feet on it. We just had two young ladies that called in from opposing sides of the fence. One is a playette. She don't want no love. She just, you know, give me my money, and we can do what we need to do. Don't send me no flowers, cut the check, credit card, or cash. Then we had another young lady call in and say she don't want no cash. She wants love. She wants the flowers. She wants attention, and she don't mind letting you know she a stalker. Fellas, take heed. Wow, we're down to the last 8 minutes of the show. We have been having a blast.
They got some pepper spray right over there at Joey's Bar, yeah, on 52nd and 39th Street.
Real talk, I want to say a big shout out to the West Coast All-Stars. Rolled through Sin City last night. Big up to the big homie Snoop, you know what I mean? Did the after party last night. We did it big. Tore the building down. You know how we do. We got another young lady want to chime in. Talk to her off the air for a little bit. She wants to give the fellas a warning. She calls herself the Beast. Hold on. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes. Okay, I wanted to say, if there's any Beast out there who believes that he is prepared to handle someone like Delilah, I'd be more than obliged to meet your acquaintance, because we are really rare. We exist, and we are here to eat the man, flesh and blood. And we take no prisoners.
Now, are you being symbolic? Because do I need to do a public service announcement? We do not condone cannibalism on this show. So you're being symbolic when you say eat a man's flesh and blood, right?
Of course. I'm just saying, if there's anyone out there, a Beast, who really believes that he may be prepared for someone like Delilah, please. We're all out here waiting for you. So don't be scared.
Okay. That's a word from Delilah. I guess that's our public service announcement for today, fellas. There's some women out there who think they can eat men alive. Keep your guards up. 3 stacks, homie. Keep your chucks laced up, like we like to say over here on the West Coast. Keep your chucks laced up, because you never know when you might got to hit the ground running.
Super pepper spray.
Yeah, keep your pepper spray. Definitely keep your pepper spray. Oh, man. To my man from Oklahoma City, I want to put it out there, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing wrong with having love in your heart. There's nothing wrong with giving love. There's nothing love with wanting it. But we've got to be careful how we dish it out. It's not a cheap commodity. It's something that's supposed to be valued and treasured and understood, but we have made light of it. We have put a premium on everything but love and goodness. Because love does not hurt. Love does not confuse. Love comes in and calms things down. It's just like when a player finds his version of love. It's something that takes you out the strip club and the nightclub, makes you throw the black book away, because love came along and gave you a path, a vision, something to correct you, whether it's love of a child, love of money, love of an individual. Hell, it may even be love of God. But when love comes along, it does not come to stomp on your heart and rip it out of you. Love comes along to make you a better person. Real talk, if examine the true nature of love, then you won't have your heart handed to you on a silver platter. Base love on some solid premises. You feel me? Heartbreak, as a matter of fact, that leads me into this. They just did a survey this week, and they said heartbreak and heartache can cause physical ailments to you. It is almost like a disease. It's almost as bad as having heart disease. There was some study, some researchers just did on heartbreak and heartache. It is a physical ailment. It affects you physically. Why would you want that feeling time after time again, for all you people out there who believe in love at first sight and all that, you still got to slow the train down, because even if you love me in the first moment that you know me, you still don't know me. You dig? You don't know what's behind the mask that I'm wearing, like K. Diddy likes to say. You got to get to know me to see if you can deal with all that I have to bring to the table. Protect your heart. Guard your heart. Three stacks up, homie, to keep your chucks laced up. K. Diddle, drop some word of wisdom on the good folks.
Hey, boy, you just covered it all. You know you got to protect your heart, but you know you cannot stifle your blessings either. You know, they always say it's always better to give than to receive. And in fact, you know, if you give to the universe and keep a good open heart and a good spirit, your blessings will come back, you know, and that's true, you know. You can't let anybody dictate to who you are or make you into a person that you're not. Our society has been known for doing that to people of the weak-minded. So take it from your boy, K. Dizzle, Alexa Love. Stand up. Check your star player. Fix you. Be the best person you could be. You know? You heard
real
it right
tough.
Here. Can't play a play.
And keep the stalkers up out your life. They're real easy to come by. Friends, colleagues, lovers. You know, for all you women out there like the beast that calling with that powerful snapper, I suggest you watch your game, because sometimes some men ain't trying to hear that bullshit about you trying to take that snapper from them. They'll go hide in bushes with binoculars, and it's real talk. And fellas, you heard her call in. They real. She letting you know she in love with the idea of being in love, and she don't mind being a gangster about it. So on that note, be blessed. Less stress. Keep your heads to the heaven, man, on Can a Player Play. Join us next week. And, of course, support the Playology movement with your boy Pretty Tony. Get a copy of the book. You know how we do. I'm going to take you out on a world movement tip. And, by the way, we got a special coming up this week. If you come to the website, if you order a copy of our Who Is She and What Is She to You, we're giving up a copy of Play a Step Your Game of the book that started it all. Both copies are autographed. That's the special we're running this week on World Movement. www.worldmovement.com, www.playersuniversity.syg. Get your copy of Who Is She and What Is She to You. You can also get a copy of Player Set the Gamer. You know, it's two different kind of books, but it's still the whole. We love you. Hey, I hope you love your damn self. Real talk. Join us next week.
babe.